Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Okay, our radio reunion continues 20 after 1 in the afternoon on a Saturday. Thank you for joining us today, folks. We're on until 4 with our radio reunion. Back with Tom Shannon and Jim Hampton and Frank Swingin' Sweeney and John Records Landecker is going to join us here. John is not in the studio, but he is on the phone from Ann Arbor, I believe. Gas up your wheels and grab your best gal because we got a couple of tickets here for Greece. Let's have 4 tickets, 2 and 2, okay? So for 2 callers here, 313-298-1043 to win a pair of tickets to see Sandra Dee and Eric Estrada in Greece at the Fox Theater from Oldies 104.3 WOMC. Okay, now John Landecker's on the phone, but listening, I guess. What did I do? Oh, here's the sheet. Yeah, okay. Hello, John. How you doing?
How are you, Dick? I'm fine.
Very good. John Records Landecker. Mr. Landecker is like one of the Mr. Chicago's. He's a big guy in Chicago on the air. In fact, I believe our sister station. Right, John?
I do what you do. In Chicago, with 2 exceptions, that would be the ratings and the money.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, John. I believe that, John.
Yeah, well, that's the truth.
Okay. John is from Ann Arbor, right, John?
Born and bred.
And so you grew up listening to, well, is Mr. Shannon here?
Well, this is, I'm like the high school kid that snuck into the event tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I graduated from high school in 1965.
Okay.
And all of the radio that I listened to was Detroit radio growing up.
Of course.
And that would be, and I tried, and actually, I have to say also that even before that, there were a couple of great announcers here in Ann Arbor. One of them was Ollie McLaughlin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? I see his name on, unfortunately, the deceased list.
Oh, is he really?
And it said Ollie McLaughlin, WAAM, but I didn't know
no,
who he was.
No, he's passed away. And, John, this is Tom Shannon. Ollie has passed away a number of years now. He produced all of those hits for Barbara Lewis, for
Capital's Cool Jerk.
Yep. He did Matt Lucas. I'm trying to remember some of the names, but a lot of big hits, and I keep playing them, and we all do. A lot of those hits, we say, if he were still alive, he'd be
didn't even realize that.
Nice man.
And I would be, I built a crystal diode radio in a cigar box.
Yeah.
And you couldn't tune them, and they didn't have any power or an antenna, so you just picked up what was there, and Ollie McLaughlin, the station was called WHRV at the time, and they would do like sock hops in parking lots in downtown Ann Arbor. And I was just glued. There was another guy named Dave Pringle.
Well, you mean Dave Prince.
Who went on to be Dave Prince in Detroit, but when he was in Ann Arbor, he was at WPAG.
Oh, yeah.
And he was Dave Pringle. I listened to those two guys and then graduated to Detroit Radio, and... Gosh, I was trying to think of all the people.
Well, you know, it's Dave. I hope Dave's going to be there tonight at this radio reunion. I happen to see on the list of all the people, his name wasn't checked off as far as sending in the check.
Yeah.
Which, of course, did not surprise me, knowing Dave. But
he's going to come later when it's only $25.
I think in the third quarter, you get in for free.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So have you taken, like, whatever you heard as a kid growing up and listening to Detroit radio to Chicago now and used all those little techniques? And gimmicks, John Rickards,
it is so funny, Landecker. Dick. I mean, I'm listening to this all day, and the connections for my time in radio are incredible. Tom Shannon is in the studio, right?
He's right here.
I'm right here, John.
Well, you know, one of the huge thrills that ever happened to me when I was in high school in Ann Arbor was, I don't know how this happened, but somebody had called Tom on CKLW and said, somehow my name came up as some high school kid. I have no idea how this happened. But people stopped me in the hallways the next morning and said, hey, Tom Shannon mentioned your name last night. I think he'll know you. And I used to listen to the Bearskin Rug music.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Tom would
you
like,
are old, John. I just know that.
But you want to know,
John, how old I am in the sense that I knew Tom in high school. We didn't go to the same school, but we met with WXRA. Remember, Tom?
Yeah.
You were walking in and I out or whatever the case
was. And also, one of the great things at that time was the WXYZ had an FM signal that nobody knew about. Mm-hmm. And all they did was simulcast the AM, what was going on.
I did that for a while, sure.
So here in Ann Arbor, you really couldn't pick up WXYZ very well.
AM, but you get FM.
But I stumbled on the FM.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, between Joel Sebastian, God rest his soul.
That's right.
And Lee Allen on the horn with the famous ashtray, Club 1270, Robin Seymour.
Which I must confess, I never understood.
You never understood?
I mean the horn in the ashtray.
You see that?
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
but then I'm weird.
That's very disappointing because that's my main motivation. I mean, no one had to, maybe if you have to explain it,
I know.
You don't get it.
You're right, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I heard that and I was like, hey, that's me on the horn. Ding, 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 ding. Famous ashtray.
And there you are in Chicago doing the same thing, huh?
Yeah, I brought the ratings and the money. I think I've already.
John, it's good to have you join us. Thanks for being with us today.
See you tonight.
We'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Thanks so much. John Rickards Landecker, very, very big name in Chicago at WJMK FM, which happens to be, by the way, 104.3 on the dial. And you can drive literally. Not quite literally, I shouldn't say that. You can drive from Detroit to Chicago, and there's a very little space between the two stations where
you drop off and then...
That's right, yeah, and it's the same format.
And you know, his middle name, Rickards, was his, I believe, his mother's maiden name.
Are you serious?
He's serious, yeah. Rickards.
I think he told
John Rickards Landecker.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah, that was his mother's maiden name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
Tom.
My mother's maiden name was Swingin'.
Oh, well, here it is. Here it is. We have, well, this is Frank Swingin' Sweeney has joined us. Frank, I haven't seen you in, well...
33 years.
33 years is correct. Mm-hmm. That's right. Frank did the morning show at Keener before I did the show.
Well, I should explain it. If anybody understands baseball, I'm Wally Pipp.
Okay.
Wally Pipp is the guy who went to the manager, you know, Muller Higgins, and said, I got a headache, and they put in Lou Gehrig, right?
Yeah. I couldn't stay awake. They put in Burton. That's the story.
No, it's true that Frank could not stay awake.
That's true.
Poor guy. You want to tell the stories or do you want me to tell? The ones that I know, anyway. The ones you think
I'm going to tell the ones I know?
No. You're right, you're not. You still married, Frank?
Yes.
Same woman?
Yes.
From those days? Wasn't your wife or girlfriend at the time, wasn't she like a beauty queen or something?
No. No.
Oh, wait, I got it. She was an archer.
No.
She's not an archer.
Not that one either.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have the wrong one. Okay.
Well, yeah, you do.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. The more you keep asking, the deeper you're
Is the life in town, Frank?
Yeah. I know how that goes. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. As a matter of fact, I've been married 40 years.
Have you really?
No, honest. Wait, 10 the first offense. No. Okay. I really have.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the beauty pageant business. That's what I do now.
I had heard that you were.
Yeah, that's what I do now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where that connection
I understand.
Comes.
Okay. So you're in the, you put on the Miss Universe for a while, is that right?
I was vice president of Miss Universe
for a number
of years. And I'm a state director for them. I run a number of states.
I see.
For USA and Teen USA. And then we own a pageant.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, Frank. You're putting me to sleep now.
Well, hell, I put myself to sleep.
That was Frank's problem.
Yeah.
You see? He put himself to sleep all the time.
That wasn't really the problem.
That wasn't the problem?
The problem is I stayed out all night.
Is that what? Well, I had heard you were an insomniac. I didn't know. And I remember the time it was at 15 and 45. Okay? And Phil Nye told me the story. That he said if he finished the newscast in the studio across the way, he did not have a remote control start on the turntable or anything, and he said, and that's the news, and now back, more music with Swingin' Sweetie. And he hears nothing. So he runs around the corner and starts the record, and that apparently happened a number of times to you.
Not as many as it's been repeated.
But I'll tell you.
I say the same thing, Frank, but it had nothing to do with sleeping.
Yeah, that's right.
But I tell you what, I honest to God, fell asleep on the air. They couldn't wake me up. They called Frank Maruca.
The program director.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who came down very angry.
Yes.
Okay, and you were the morning man the next day.
You know what? Yeah, what happened was it was a Saturday,
and
you had some problems there, whatever happened on Saturday, and they called me and said, you begin, instead of 2 weeks from now, you begin Monday.
And Frank, weren't you the music director, too?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
And I'll never forget the story that I was walking down the hall.
That was my story. I was walking down the hall. It was my hall.
Down the hall, too.
You know how stories, you know, you think they're your story. That's right. And it's somebody else's story. It may be your story.
I don't know. I mean, somebody, we walked, well, it happened more than once.
Maybe you're hand in hand.
Yeah, maybe so. I walk by in Frank's office, and he's talking on the phone to a guy.
That's right.
I walk by, and I turn back, and I go get something. I walk by the other end, and he's still talking. You know, but he's leaning on the phone.
Well, he had a cradle in the shoulder.
Yeah, and then, you know, every time I went, I looked in, and I walked up, and he's sound asleep.
He was sound asleep.
And I picked up the phone, and I said, hello. And the guy said, where the hell's Frank? And I said, he's sound asleep. He said, I thought he put me on hold.
That's true. I thought that was my story.
I think it happened a lot of times. Yeah. I really do. Maybe you told me the story.
Maybe so. Who knows?
I lied about it. I'm sorry. I'm leaving.
What about that, eh, Frank?
I don't know. You guys put me to sleep.
Say that. And one time you were at a Lions game. I heard this story, too. Of course, that's not too hard to fall asleep at a Lions game. But you're at a Lions game, and right there, 50 or 60? 60. Listen to me. 60-yard line. Good
thing. Are you kidding?
You fell asleep in the middle
Canadian.
Of the game.
Yeah,
football. The man could not stay awake. And it was a blessing for you that you got out of the business, at least the morning show business, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, but you know what? I was the voiceover for the Miss Universe pageant for about 10 years.
You were?
Yeah, I'm the guy that live from, except that was on tape because they didn't trust me to stay awake.
All right, we'll come back with more with Frank Swingin' Sweeney and also with Gary Stevens, who's in the studio with us today. And we'll talk some more Keener stuff coming up here. Rick Hamilton has joined us from CKLW, Jen Hampton from WXYZ, and as I mentioned, Tom Shannon from CK. So we'll be back. It's 1:30 in the afternoon now on our radio reunion. Tom Ryan and myself till 4 o'clock.
The trucks are rolling in, but time is running out on this final weekend of Art Van's price rollback sale. But you still have one last chance to take advantage of manufacturer price concessions so dramatic. We're rolling back sale prices on our top names, and you do not pay until $19.99. This final weekend at Art Van, save on a table and four chairs plus two free armchairs. Regularly $2,050, now just $9.99. Save over half off. Save on a four-piece leather living room, including leather sofa, love seat, chair, and ottoman. Was $4,700. Now save an extra $347 when you buy all four pieces for just $18.99. Save on a computer workstation. Was $18.50. Sale price just $10.99. Now roll back to $9.99. You save an extra $100 off the sale price. And you do not pay until 1999. But hurry, this is the final weekend of Art Van's price rollback sale. Finance offer to qualified buyers. See store for details.
Next time you visit your Michigan Lottery retailer, you might notice a bit of a change.
What the?
Introducing Cash and Cruises, the newest instant game from the Michigan Lottery, offering your chance to win a four-night Bahamas cruise for two aboard Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Over 650 cruises in all.
Excuse me. I just came in to get, you know, a few groceries. Where's the milk?
Over there, man, by the pool.
Each ticket offers 10 ways to win, with over $15 million in total prizes, including top cash prizes of $10,000 instantly.
So, are you ready for me to ring you up, man?
Yes.
Then you might want to get into other line, then. You see, that's the limbo line.
No, wait!
More than 650 trips to be won and all. Overall odds of winning a prize are 1 in 3.72. Don't miss the boat. Set sail for your nearest Michigan Lottery retailer and play Cash and Cruises. New from the Michigan Lottery.
Today, I will make every minute count. I will be honest. I will hustle. I will go to the Hudson's 13-hour sale. I will offer directions to someone who's lost. I will count my blessings. I will spend my hard-earned money wisely. I will stock up on things on sale. I will hold the door open for the stranger behind me. I will go the extra mile. I will try something new. I will dare to buy and wear lime green tennies. I will go to the Hudson's 13-hour sale. I will always keep a sense of humor, even if we are going into swimsuit season. I will be proactive. I will pause and live in the moment, but I will hold dearly my past with frames that I buy on sale, and I will look forward to the future brightened with a lamp also on sale. I will listen twice as much as I speak. I will listen twice as much as I speak, even with my mother. I will go to the Hudson 13-hour sale with my mother. I will give myself credit for trying. I will remember life goes by much too fast. I will take advantage of the Hudson 13-hour sale. I will make every minute count.
The Hudson's 13-hour sale and clearance starts today, ends today.
So I had two cans of Krylon spray paint for my decorative garden birdhouse. I mean, how long can one expect sparrows to live in an ordinary pine home? I mean, come on. Anyway, this woman came up to me and said, "You?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." Even a celebrity like me knows that Krylon spray paint has the best selection of colors and the fastest drying time for the smoothest finish. Then she said, You took the last can of Krylon cherry red. Fork it over. You know, a dusty pink birdhouse would be nice, too. Krylon, the no runs, no drips, no airs spray paint.
People will travel some pretty great distances for chili sizzling fajitas. With that in mind, we bring the following message.
Nothing can work up an appetite like fighting off quad-dimensional life forms. When it's time to feed your 14 stomachs, you know it's time to buzz on down to Chili's for our famous fajitas that are grilled to perfection. Our tender strips of chicken or beef in our legendary marinade are a hit with even the pickiest non-carbon-based life forms. Chili's fajitas, the best in the universe.
To get to Chili's, take Transloop 18 and exit through the Galaxy 12 wormhole.
Yeah. to Dick and Tom.
Okay, here we are in our radio reunion, which takes place tonight, but on the radio till 4 this afternoon, only on Oldies 104.3 WOMC. You have a question for the guys, sir? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. Good afternoon. My name is Zarin. I'm a young radio enthusiast.
Okay.
And I want to know, where do you all think radio is headed with the way it is being programmed more or less today? And are we going to have this much fun? Will a listener like myself have this much fun hearing, you know, the next generation in 30 years of the next radio?
30 years from now, you'll have fun, but we won't.
That's what I want to know.
You won't be able to understand the jocks 30 years
yeah.
from now.
I don't understand them today. Not you
yeah.
guys. The ones on the radio.
I'm just writing down some words here that they'll be used 30 years. Penis. Caca.
No, it'd be beyond that, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, beyond that.
Breast. They'll all be on, you know, that's all it seems that a lot of the new guys can talk about. But it gets big ratings for them. Anyway, thanks for calling, Zarin. Good luck to you. You guys didn't want to answer that because we don't know, do we? We have no idea.
Gary probably would have.
Gary Stevens?
Gary
Stevens.
Yeah.
No.
Get us the way it is.
Come on up, get closer to the mic there, Gary. See, Gary's been out of the business for 30-something
years. 30 years,
yeah. He sells and buys radio stations
he
now.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
no, Gary Stevens.
I like it just the way it is.
Do you like it the way it is? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Let's keep them moving.
Yeah, because you're making
I walk in the door, everybody goes, we're sold.
Well, how right. nervous you think we were when you walked in here.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Gary did the afternoon show on Keener, 3 to 7, I guess it was.
That's right.
And I told the story earlier, Gary. I don't know if you heard this story, but I was to replace you. And it's a little story. Very quickly, I'll tell it. I called you from Cincinnati. I said, who do I send a tape to? You said, Frank Maruca. Sent it to Frank. He called me up. He said, come on in. I flew in. I spent 3 hours in Frank's office. The first 2 hours, he told me all about Gary Stevens, and he was the greatest disc jockey in the history of the world. So now the third hour, he says to me, we'd like you to take over Gary's slot. And I said, no, I don't think I will. And I turned the job down. I then took a cab to downtown Detroit. I asked the cab driver to take me to a moderately priced restaurant to see what the area was like, just in case in the future. He took me to the London Chop House.
Oh, my.
I walk downstairs. I look at the menu, $19, $20 for, you know, an entree, even at that time. I call my wife from a phone booth they had in the London Chop House. I said, I didn't take the job. I come back to Cincinnati. A week later, Frank calls me and offers me 7 to 10 at night. I turned that down because I'd never done a top 40, you know, rock show at night. So now he calls me a week later and offers me 10 to 1 at night. I take the show because I think nobody cares about 10 to 1 at night. So I've gone from afternoon drive to 7 to 10 to 10 at 1 at night on my own volition. I mean, all my own decision. My wife said, you are a moron. I thought you wanted to move up in this business. Anyway, and Bob Green, of course, did a great job doing the afternoon show. Then Bob went on vacation after I got there, and I filled in for him. And then they said, well, maybe we should put him in the morning. Then Frank Sweeney,
then I fell asleep.
He fell asleep again. So instead of me going on in August, like 9th or whatever it was, I went on 2 weeks earlier than that. So everybody worked out. It worked out well for everybody.
Gary made George Hunter a famous man.
Oh, George, yeah. Who's now deceased, and yeah. was a great newsman.
You know, I talked to. He's got a nephew, I guess. I don't know if he's in the business or not, but he called me a couple of years ago just to say hi and to, you know, talk about his uncle. But what I remember about you, Dick, was when we first talked on the phone, it had to do with money. You got to hear this. Yeah. He's giving you this big story about how he came to town and auditioned for these shows and all, and then talked to the program director.
Yeah.
You and Dusty Rhodes, who was a guy who worked with you in Cincinnati.
Oh, he's in Cincinnati still.
I don't know if I picked up the phone or what. Anyway, somehow it was about the Beatles. But anyway, we got to talking about what we made here. And I said, oh, well, we make, you know, X dollars a week. And he said, oh, we do better than that out here, you know.
Who said this, me?
You.
I did?
Oh, I remember this. And I said, no, but you don't understand. We do these things called record hops.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We come home
every
Friday and Saturday night with all these single dollar bills and everything.
Yeah.
Make all the faces go one way and go to the bank on Monday.
That's right.
They used to know us at the Michigan American Road branch of the old Manufacturers Bank there. The woman would say, if those things aren't going the same way, I'm not taking them.
Here comes the rubber man. Here comes the rubber man.
All the Georges had to go the same way.
Is that right?
So anyway, he says, you guys make that kind of money? And then you got friendly.
Is that what happened?
No, I remember. And then you started, you know, you stayed. I think you started to talk to us up there about that time. I left town.
You went to WMC in New York.
That's correct. And that's when you. That's
I was making $10,000 a year in Cincinnati at WSAI, and I was doing a ton of hops. I mean, really, I was like the king of the hops down there. When I left, I gave them all to the guys on the station, and one a week, that type of thing, during the summertime, of course, and then in high school on the weekends. But anyway, I came up here, I think, for $12,000. I think that's what it was. And I never did that many hops up here like I did in Cincinnati. So you guys must have really captured the market.
Well, that's why I fell asleep all the time. Frank, I was doing Hush.
Yeah, he'd start a record and go out in the car and fall asleep. No,
but really, I did do too many of them, and that's one of the reasons.
That you fell asleep.
Well, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a great way to make all cash.
Well, there were a lot of hops in those days that lasted to 3 in the morning, right, Frank?
Yeah, right. Frank, not for me.
That was the second
Frank.
Hop.
I got to tell you, somehow or other, this is a true story.
Frank Sweeney here.
I was coming home from a hop, really. But somehow I got on to... Well, we're going.
It's going to be a long story,
Frank. No. Makes no difference.
Frank.
Anyway, I woke up and the whole world is blue. And I figured, you know what? I died. God gave me the car and the world is blue.
All right.
Right? And I said, wake up a little bit further. Don't ask me how the hell I did it, but I was on the property of the Detroit airport and I was driving by a runway. And the blue was from the lights.
Down a runway?
That's a true story.
Were you on the runway?
Not on the runway. I was beside the runway. Whoa. I don't know how
I did it.
Is that
how you got in the beauty pageant business because of the runway?
You got it. Yes.
Do you know something? I remember this from a long time back. Do you know where Gary is from?
Gary Stevens from Buffalo.
Oh, you knew that. Okay.
We're all from Buffalo. Gary, Tom, Shannon, myself.
But I'm much younger than you guys.
I know, of course you are, Gary.
By a month or two, younger.
You were Guy King.
Guy King.
You were.
Yes.
As was Tom Clay.
Tom Clay.
As was Bruce Bradley.
Frank Ward.
And Frank Ward.
Can we play a little bit, since you mentioned Tom Clay, who is now deceased, but here is Tom Clay, who, of course, was on WJBK here in town.
Hi, here's that guy again, a guy by the name of Clay, Tom Clay to be exact, with musical sound to go round and round. Something old, something new, something borrowed and something blue, but most of all, along the way, I have a sound designed for a cutie like you.
You know what? He just said cutie. Cutie Radio.
That's right. They did it
in Monroe, 560 AM. That's where he did that. And he was on JBK's.
Still using the guy by the name of Clay, right?
Did
he say? He didn't say King. Did he say guy by the name of Clay?
No, Clay.
Yeah, which is the... But the guy King part, when you were the last...
No,
I'm
the fourth of five.
Who was after you?
It was in order, and I'm not sure the first two. It was Tom Clay, Bruce Bradley, and I'm not sure which ones. Okay. See, what it was, folks, is the guy who did the 2-6 show on WWOL in Buffalo became Guy King.
It's like Jack the Bellboy. It was a name of the station.
It was Bruce Bradley. It was Tom Clay, and again, I'm not sure of the order of that. Then it was the one, the only Frank Ward, who I know nobody in this town knows, but he was unbelievable. Wow. One of the great talents of all time. And then there was me. I replaced Frank Ward.
Again?
And then there was Charlie Griggs. There was a guy named Charlie Griggs.
Oh, sure. Scott, whatever his name was, someplace else in another market.
Who later drove cab in Niagara Falls.
Yes, that's the one.
And had a lovely sister named Shirley. But it was quite a story with Shirley. Not with me, but with a few others. But
Don't tell me.
No, of course not. But that was the Guy King thing, Gary. So you growing up probably heard that, right? As did I in high school.
Oh, I was in grade school.
Okay, I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Gary, do you remember the nickname you used for the little things, what you used to use on Keener?
The animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, the frog.
Well, and there was one other thing, the Woolly Burgers.
Woolly Burgers. I remember that.
Now, a guy called Gary earlier and said that, are you going to be here? And I said, yes. He said he was the Woolly Burger. Did you have an appearance that somebody would play
Yeah, we had a suit.
You had a suit, okay.
I used to have a weekly dance down in downriver.
Okay.
Is it Riverside?
Riverview.
I know it started with River.
The young fellow
who spun the records for me, either his mother or his aunt, somebody made the suit, and he wore it.
Is that right? Well, he called earlier, and I'm not sure what his name is.
He can't get out of the suit.
They shrink.
So did you guys...
They're coming back, though.
Yeah. Frank, you worked mornings, although you certainly worked evenings, too, now that I hear about it. But, Gary, were the girls attracted to the afternoon guy? I've worked mornings so long.
Indeed, they were.
Well, you had your nights...
They were with
you.
Gary.
Had your nights free.
You had your nights free. Now, here's Mr. Shannon, though, who did not have his nights free.
That's because he was too busy with the girls.
And yet, this man is legendary with women. I mean, you are, Tom.
I don't know why. I have no idea why.
Well, looking at you, we feel the same way. No. But it's wild. Rick Hamilton has joined us. Now, Rick, you were at CKLW. You still are you not, Rick?
No, actually, I do some commercials and
Windsor. But what was it about Tom and the girls? Can you answer
go
that?
Go, Rick.
Rick,
I
Rick, you're on your honor.
I have some photographs that could tell that to
so does Tom.
Well, here, by the way, Dick, I just wanted to dig into the archives and
oh boy.
A couple of mementos from when you were at the Big Eight.
Okay.
And you can add those to your collection if you don't already have them.
I already have them, yes.
Well, then give them back.
A cigarette lighter and a belt buckle here, CKLW. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
Tom, you didn't have one when you were there. They didn't do it.
Do you have any stationery?
Yeah.
That's that wonderful story about Chuck Cameron, who announced to the staff we thought a new format. It turned out it was new stationery. Yeah. And we were Rock and Talk at the time, an AM station that was Rock and Talk, which the rockers didn't care about the talk and vice versa. And we thought it was going to be changed, but then Tom had a great line after he introduced the station.
Rock and envelope.
Yes. And Rick also brought up a Windsor magazine dated February, March 1979 with me on the cover, and that's a scary picture, I'm going to tell you.
It is. And you really haven't changed.
Yeah. Well, please tell me I've changed.
It's a different shirt.
Isn't it amazing? Yeah.
The hair. You had that one on yesterday.
It's amazing how we dressed in the 70s. Isn't that? Look at the size of that collar and all that stuff. Did you ever go to Pine Knob, Tom, Shannon, in the 70s and go up an MC up there?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you look out and everybody had these, all these men with these, what are those shirts? Paisley.
Oh, Paisley Prince and almost the silky
tie-dye.
The belt, what do they call them? The
Bell-bottoms.
Bell-bottoms?
Yeah, bell-bottoms.
Somebody told me about those.
White vinyl shoes, a white vinyl belt. It was a scary time.
It really was.
It was indeed. Okay, we'll come back with the guys here on our radio reunion on this Saturday afternoon from Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village for Michigan's largest selection of golf shoes. All the top brands, including Tiger's New Air TW collection from Nike. Thinking golf? Think Bavarian Village.
Welcome to the second session of our You Can't Do It All seminar for overachievers.
Excuse me, I really can't stay. I have to remodel my bathroom and get my law degree by 3 o'clock.
Sit down.
Okay.
I wanted to share with you something I found in the store. A Farberware Do-It-All Cooker.
Hello, Do-It-All Cooker.
It thinks it can do it all. Can it?
No.
It can't do it all.
Mm-mm. Actually, it can, you know. Huh? I have a do-it-all cooker. It's the pan with DuPont, Silverstone Select, nonstick, and a see-through cover.
Really?
The do-it-all cooker does breakfast, lunch, dinner. It even does dessert.
We're in trouble.
It sautés chicken, grills delicious sandwiches, stir-fries, steams vegetables and rice while I put my spices in alphabetical order.
I had to bring
and
the pan.
It does it all without sticking. Nothing sticks to Silverstone Select, and that leaves so much more time for me. So
here we go.
I can start building my own garage, homeschooling the triplets.
Let's put this do-it-all pan back in the bag, shall we?
The Farberware Do-It-All Cooker. A $60 value, now just $19.99. For limited time only at Sears.
It's 3 days only!
Price! 98!
At Saffron Billiards and Barstools. Saffron's celebrating the grand opening of their new location in Novi at the Novi Town Center by offering huge Price Break 98 discounts at all three locations this Friday through Sunday only at Saffron Billiards and Barstools.
Get pulled! Busted! Bargain!
On hundreds of pool tables by Olhausen, AMF, Peter Vitale, and more. Plus huge savings on game tables, air hockey, dome hockey, foosball, darts, game room furnishings, and hundreds of bar stools. So make your break for Saffron's first big sales event of the year. 3 days, 3 locations, 1 great sale. Celebrating Saffron's grand opening in Novi at the Novi Town Center.
Price, 98.
This Friday through Sunday only at Saffron Billiards and Barstools on Woodward Avenue in Pleasant Ridge in North Point Center in Utica and the newest location in Novi at the Novi Town Center.
When Gordy, founder of ABC Warehouse, talks about making great deals, people don't just listen.
I feel very lucky to have a gift for dealing.
People kind of tilt their heads.
Unless you're talking about dealing Pinnacle, which is even harder than eating just one potato chip.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Our low price guarantee? Very simple. Any price you pay at ABC Warehouse is guaranteed to be the lowest price on whatever it is you bought that we sold you.
Keep thinking like that, Gordy, and your name will become synonymous with Einstein, Copernicus, Shemp.
When you come to a deal on the road, take it. I think Mark Twain said that, or maybe I just made it up.
Doesn't matter when you're the man who puts name brand electronics and appliances within reach of the people.
My father told me this a long time ago, and I'll never forget it.
ABC Warehouse. No potato chips, just the closest thing to wholesale.
Now at ABC, get a Whirlpool family size 18 cubic foot no frost refrigerator, only $347 or less.
Hey, sweetheart, are you all right?
I haven't slept at all.
Aww.
Do we have any cough medicine?
Yeah, in the cabinet. But honey, wait. You know, you're taking some pretty heavy stuff already.
Well, you mean my blood pressure pills?
Yeah. Why don't you let me call the pharmacist and see if taking that cough medicine is safe?
A pharmacist at 2:30 in the morning?
If it's a Rite Aid pharmacist, they're there for you 24 hours a day. Just call 1-800-RITE-AID with any questions you have. And remember, Rite Aid has the most 24-hour pharmacies in Michigan. So if the Rite Aid pharmacist recommends something you don't have, you can pick it up at a Rite Aid near you, even at 2:30 in the morning.
Thanks. I'll come pick it up right now. Well, honey, it's a good thing I called. I'll be back in half an hour. Why don't you go back?
To speak to a Rite Aid pharmacist, call 1-800-RITE-AID, 24 hours a day. Rite Aid, the right choice for Michigan.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Oldies 104.3, it's our golden anniversary.
Continues here. It's a Saturday afternoon at about 5 minutes to two. Thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying some of the stories of the guys who are in town for our radio reunion tonight. Currently talking to Frank Swinging Sweeney from WKNR. We have Gary Stevens from Keener. He did the afternoon show. Tom Shannon, who worked at CKLW, WXYZ.
Tower Magic,
right.
Where wasn't it?
Let's say the ones he didn't work at. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot easier. And Chuck Doherty. Chuck Doherty has joined us. Chuck used to be mainly at XY. Hello, Chuck.
That's right. You get to be as old as I am.
Get out. You're not that old. Chuck used to work mainly in the 50s, but in the 60s, on WXYZ and then Honey Radio, right? Yeah. Correct?
Right.
So tell us, you, I believe, correct
Cutie,
me if I'm wrong.
Cutie, and then, right. And then the Cutie old KMH.
Weren't you the guy that started the all-night show on XYZ?
Yeah.
The all-night satellite.
They didn't have an all-night show. In those days, stations signed off at midnight,
right.
Usually.
Jack Sorrell and the penthouse on top of the town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was, what time was that show on?
He was on from, 10 until 1 o'clock.
Okay, and then the station signed off at that point? Yeah. I see. Then, but you started the all-night show?
Yeah. Hmm. Starting at, we started at midnight.
Mm-hmm. And then you would work till what, Fred Wolf came in?
Yeah, at 6.
And the Wandering Wigaloo. And Fred, for we mentioned earlier, Fred is doing fine. He is in his, I think, 90s. Does that sound right to you?
Could be.
And he's living in Grosse Pointe, and Doc Andrews sees him walking up and down the street there every now and then. And he said he's spry and looking great. And Dick Osgood, by the way, who worked at WXYZ, was the showbiz reporter, will be there tonight. Dick is 97 years old.
Didn't you do booth work?
On TV.
Yes, with Gene Abrams. Don, who? Gene Abram and...
Don Carley.
Don Carley. Yeah. Both deceased now.
Yes. As a matter of fact, mentioning Dick Osgood reminds me of the time... We used to, in the morning, we would have Cunningham's News Ace. You know, you put on that sound effects record, stand by. Cunningham's News Ace zooms at your home with the latest news. Well, and now here he is, Dick Osgood. Well, off the air, we used to kid around and call it the News Ass. And somebody said, well, who's doing the News Ass this hour and so forth and so on. And honest to God, this... I mean, you can say that on the radio.
Elaine Baker just did another pass.
That's nothing.
That's,
anyway.
I mean, that's one of Oprah Winfrey's favorite words.
So anyway, it came 7:30 one morning and during the Fred Wolf show, and it was time to put on the sound effect. Stand by. Cunningham's News Ace. And then I thought I said the wrong word. So I said, I changed it to ass. And then I realized, no, it's ace. Zooms in here. And I threw it to Osgood sitting across the table. Yeah. And he just sat there and giggled. We had nothing but laughter for 5 minutes. It was fun.
Some of the old stories.
You know, speaking of being on all night, Jim Rockwell, do you remember him?
Sure.
He was one of the first guys, on WKMH. This is Rockwell, and these are records
from
the penthouse of the old Sheraton Cadillac Hotel.
And later went to WABX, did he not? Wasn't Rockwell there at when they were doing
jazz
and acid rock stuff and all that?
Wasn't Clark Reed on all night on
Clark
JR?
Reed will be in tonight as well.
On JR.
He has some kind of thing he's going to read that he's written about, I guess, the old days. That's what I understand. Okay, so Chuck, then you went from there to television, and then you moved to California. And
no, I was doing television concurrently all the time during the 50s at XYZ.
Okay.
But we, back in the old days, before disc jockeys, more or less.
What?
There were days before disc jockeys? Yeah.
We were doing the Lone Ranger, Sergeant Preston, the Green Hornet, those shows.
A lot of XYZ.
Yeah.
The late Rube Weiss was on that show, too, of course.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And was that done downtown or near the Belle Isle Bridge?
Yeah, on East Jefferson.
That's what I thought, So those were the days when XYZ was a network-owned station, and therefore a lot of the stuff originated out of here.
I had two network shows I did every week. One was the first live black, all-black music show from the old Flame Show Bar, which is no more.
Uh-huh.
And we did that from 10 to 10:30, and then from 11 to 11:30, I went over to the Statler Terrace Room, and we fed the live dance music from the Terrace Room of the Statler Hotel.
I don't know why that reminded me of a story, the story being Tom Shannon. I was at your house one time, and your apartment, and Tom showed me. I'd never been there before. He showed me around the house, and I walk into the bedroom, and I see a life-size cutout of Nancy Wilson. You know Nancy Wilson?
Yeah, singer.
The black singer?
Sure.
He was
in
love madly, and he had her at the foot of the bed.
Ooh. Tom.
Did I really do that?
Yes.
Not the cutout. Nancy.
The real one.
I think it was like he hoped it was a real thing.
Well, I thought she was a great singer, and I don't remember.
Oh,
that
that's
part.
The reason. He thought she was a great singer.
I had Hopalong Cassidy. He's got Nancy Wilson.
Oh, man, I love it. Well, Gary, what's the guy that called in about the future of radio? I wish we should have had you answering that question, because you're the guy that deals with radio stations in New York. You buy and sell. I mean, you're a broker.
Yeah.
What's happening? I mean, we have four companies in this town that own all the stations. Is it healthy for radio?
Yeah, I don't think it hurts. It's good.
Sure, because you sold all the stations.
Shh. And he's got deferred payments, too.
Hey, there you go. No, I really don't think the audience knows the difference. You know, I really don't think people who listen really put it together.
I agree with that. How about the employees?
Yeah.
since our employment opportunities are somewhat limited now. I sued the company I came from, right, the station. I sued them. You think I could ever go back to work for them? I don't think so. They also fired my daughter Jackie in New York because they bought the station she worked at. Now, why they fired her, who knows? But anyway, it's tough for the employees. Now, for the public, when I know that's what counts, and that's what the FCC is concerned about, it you can't tell. You can't tell who
is it real station. Estate the reason, though? I mean, why all the sales? Everybody just sort of consolidates?
Well, because in the old days, you couldn't own a lot of these. So it wasn't a very
attractive business. Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. It was not a very attractive business. You know, when you start getting a business that's worth $1 billion, that's an attractive business. Mm-hmm. And that brings people in here. The next thing you know, Chrysler buys you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Budweiser or somebody.
That's right. And Jim Reese was saying earlier, he owned a couple of stations he sold in 1994. He sold them a little too early, I guess, huh? Because the market really exploded after that.
Yeah, it did. It was the ability to buy all these other stations. It's the regulation.
Well, that's why Jim's still wearing overalls.
That's right.
Yeah,
so let me ask you a question, Gary. Now, when you sell a station, what's the percentage you get? These are little things that I've always wondered about. You know how it goes. Okay, fine. Yeah.
It's negotiable.
It's negotiable. I'll bet it is. Everything is. Well, okay, Frank, it's good to see you, sir. Frank Swingin' Sweeney.
Dick, it's a delight.
I haven't seen this man since 1965. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When Frank left the station and I took over for him. And then he was smart. He got into beauty pageants, and I stayed getting up at 4 in the morning. Then there's Gary Stevens here, who has been a great success selling radio stations in terms of brokering them. And what he does, he just calls up Mel Karmazin every morning and says, "Hey, Mel, how many you want to buy today?" And Tom Shannon, who has done awfully well. And in fact, Tom, tell us about your experience very briefly down in Nashville. Is that where it was?
No, they're moving to Nashville now and within the next 2 months. But no, I did a real flyer. It happened by mistake, actually. I was networking, as I think they call it in this business, trying to hook up with something after I left CKLW, which would have been in the later years as recently as 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I got on the phone with a guy who I started to talk to, and I didn't even realize that we knew each other. I'd worked for him in television in Denver. Actually, I worked with him. Mm-hmm. He said, "Why don't you come to work? We just bought a station in Boston." I said, "Oh, my. I mean, television? I haven't done that full-time in a while." I'll make this as short as possible.
Please.
Frank's falling asleep.
So
I'm sorry, Frank.
We're still reeling from the Steve O'Brien story.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say I'm doing a Steve thing. All right, this one's real quick. He said, we bought a station in Boston. I said, "Great, my daughter goes to school up in Harvard.
Yeah.
That'll be perfect. I can go to work there." And I said, "You're sure you haven't seen me in a while? We've 15 years, whatever it's
15
been.
15
I've gained 15 pounds and probably much less hair and a whole lot of other things." He said, "That's all right. You'll be perfect." Well, he said, send me the whatever you got, send it to me. And he said, "Here's the address." And he gave it to me. It's Knoxville, Tennessee. I thought I was going to work for a station in Boston. I'm now sending a tape in Knoxville. And I said, "What the hell am I doing in Knoxville? I'm in the Smoky Mountains.
Right.
So it's wonderful."
Right.
He said, "Why am I sending it down there?" And he said, "Because that is where our production center is." I said, "Well, you're in Atlanta. What am I going to?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't understand the whole concept. He said, "It's a shopping network." And I said, "How big is it?" He said, "Well, we're about 30 million. Well, by the time when I left there, we were up to about 80 or 90 million. And that's big business.
Over
100 million, you start getting. Yeah. So they really have come a long way. They were the second on the air with satellite.
Mm-hmm.
But I did that. But it's wonderful to do television. Mm-hmm. It's fun to sit there. But I got to tell you something. You do 2 hours or 3 hours there. You're doing it from the time the clock starts at 3 o'clock.
No breaks.
No break. Well, you have one break. It's a minute and 30 seconds. It's on the top and the bottom of the hour. But I sold things, electronics, want to buy some jewelry. And
how long were you on a day?
3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours a day. Yeah,
okay. Except the time he's in the John. Then Tom met a couple of young ladies and had to get back in the radio to get some rest. But Tom, it's funny, you mentioned the Great Smoky. I'll tell you one quick story. Eddie Jonah is the Merchant of Vino here in town.
Oh, sure, I know.
Eddie's a wonderful human being, and his wife is Juliet. They were riding through Tennessee in the Great Smoky Mountains, and they had the windows open. It was a summer day, and there was this smell in the air of like burning, a burning smell. And Juliet said, "Eddie, what is that smell?" And he said, "Juliet," he said, "that's the Great Smoky Mountains. That's where we are. It's Smoky Mountains."
The rabbits are smoking.
She said, "Oh." At that point, a man pulled up next to him and said, "Your brakes are on fire." And that is a true story.
You're going the wrong way.
Yeah, you're going the wrong way. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Frank Swingin' Sweeney, Gary Stevens, see both ya. From Keener. We
My
have Tom
pleasure.
Shannon from CK and Points West, and Chuck Doherty from WXYZ and others. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Our radio reunion with Tom, Ryan, and myself continues to 4 this afternoon. It's 2:06 right now. And we'll be back in a short while on Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
We're celebrating 50 years of music and fun in the Motor City.
Dick Burton every morning, riding home with Brian every afternoon. And we're still playing your favorite music around the clock. Oldies 104.3 is WOMC, Detroit's good time oldie station.
Oldies 104.